Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2014. Federal agencies often rely on contractors to operate computer systems and process information on their behalf. Federal law and policy require that agencies ensure that contractors adequately protect these systems and information. A team led by Greg Wilshison, a director in GAO's information technology team, recently reviewed how well agencies oversee contractor-operated systems. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Greg to talk about what they found.
Your team looked at six federal agencies for this report. How good of a job are they doing overseeing security and privacy controls for systems that contractors use?
Well, first, let me provide a little context. Contractors own and operate many IT systems on behalf of federal agencies. And these systems, like all federal systems, are required to follow prescribed security policies and privacy protections. And as a result, these systems require oversight by the federal agencies to make sure that their contractors are adequately ensuring that these particular requirements are being met. Our audit found that agencies' oversight of contractor-operated systems was not being consistently implemented. For example, the six agencies we reviewed generally established security and privacy requirements for those systems and prepared for assessments in order to determine whether or not the contractors were adequately implementing those requirements. However, five out of the six agencies were inconsistent in overseeing the execution of those assessments and reviewing them to make sure that they're appropriately completed. For example, our review found that two of the agencies did not adequately determine whether or not the contractor personnel had received background investigations, which is a requirement for operating these types of systems. In addition, five of the agencies did not assure that contractor personnel received the appropriate and required security training for their positions. And finally, we also determined that officials at three agencies did not adequately review the assessment results and also did not assure that a plan of actions and milestones were being developed and implemented and updated for identified vulnerabilities.
Your report's raising a lot of issues here. Why are these shortfalls happening?
Well, a primary reason for these shortfalls is that the agencies had not developed and documented procedures for their officials to actually oversee and what processes they should go through to assure that contractors are implementing these security controls. So that was first and foremost, is just making sure that they document these procedures for agencies to follow. You know, as a result, agencies had less assurance that their oversight of the contractors was effective and consistent to assure that their information and systems were being adequately protected.
And what's the federal government doing to address these issues?
Well, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, has developed guidance over the years to help and guide agencies in overseeing the performance of their contractors. And the National Institute of Standards and Technology and GSA has also provided assistance through the form of guidance and requirements to agencies to assure that contractors perform these types of activities.
Let me ask you, what recommendations is your team making in this report?
Well, we're recommending that the agencies in our review develop, document, and fully implement procedures for overseeing the implementation of security and privacy requirements and protections for the information and information systems that they operate.
Finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think the bottom line is that the six agencies we reviewed made efforts to assess the implementation of security and privacy controls for the selected contractor systems we reviewed. However, until those agencies develop, document, and fully implement specific procedures for overseeing contractors, they will have reduced assurance that the contractors are adequately securing and protecting their information.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.